Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom.
It's our News Watch unit. We've got two news stories for you. One is about growing vegetables in space, which is kind of exciting. There's a new project going on at NASA, which is our program in America for space exploration.
Yep.
If you want to be an astronaut, you might want to train a lot and then try to get a job with NASA. It's a pretty good job, I understand. And then the second story is more about helping people in the country of Kenya, which is in Africa.
Yes, and Kenya is a pretty cool place. I haven't been there, but I've heard lots of good things about it.
Uh-huh.
But like any great country in the world, every country seems to need some kind of help with something. And we'll talk about what's going on there in today's program. So let's get to it. Let's talk about Kenya and plants in space. We will read through the content of today's lesson right now.
ISS to grow vegetables in space. Last year, NASA launched Veggie. This isn't a new rocket. It's the vegetable production system. The idea is to grow fresh vegetables on the International Space Station, ISS. Packets of seed material are sent to the station where they can be grown under LED lights. Lettuce has already been tried, and NASA hopes peas, tomatoes, and other greens will follow. If the experiment proves successful, it will be a big breakthrough for space travel. It's extremely expensive to send food supplies to the ISS. Or to supply a spacecraft with adequate food for long journeys. If astronauts can grow their own vegetables, it will mean huge savings. However, the vegetables will need to be tested to make sure that they are safe to eat and contain as much nutrition as their Earth-grown versions. One of the biggest benefits that could result from Veggie is the possibility to grow food on the moon or on other planets. This is a vital step if mankind is ever going to colonize space.
Evans Wodongo's Shining Light. Evans Wodongo grew up in an impoverished family in Kenya. There was no electricity in his house, and he had to do his homework by the light of a kerosene lamp. As a result, his eyesight was permanently damaged by the kerosene smoke. Yet with his family supporting him, Wodongo made it to university. He is now helping others from similar underprivileged backgrounds with his very own invention, a solar lamp. Wodongo named the lamp Mwanga Bora, which means good light in the local language Swahili. The lamp, which he invented when he was just 19, is cheap to produce and environmentally friendly. What's more, it will reduce health problems caused by using kerosene lamps in cramped conditions. As part of a project called Use Solar, Save Lives, Wodongo and his team are distributing free lamps to people throughout rural Kenya. By making the solar lamps, he hopes to address issues like poor health, education, climate change, and poverty. Wodongo's goal is to have produced 100,000 solar lamps by 2015.
Okay, everybody, let's get started. We're looking first at our NASA story. Looks like they're trying to grow vegetables in space. If those astronauts are going to take those long journeys, they'll have to take enough food with them. So this is one method or option that they're trying. They're seeing if they can actually grow food while they're up there in space, which sounds kind of interesting. One of the things they want to make sure of, though, and we'll talk about this more as we get to this part, is that the food is nutritious. If you grow food in space, does it make it different than if it's grown on Earth?
Yeah, it's a good question.
Yeah.
And this is happening on the ISS, which is the International Space Station. And last year, NASA launched Veggie. Veggie, okay. Sometimes we do use the word veggie to talk about vegetables. Yeah, you need to eat more veggies with your meat. Don't eat so much meat or carbohydrates. Have some veggies, too. And here we have the word launch. Hey, that's an appropriate word if we're talking about going into space, because that's what a rocket does when it begins its journey. It launches off the launch pad and goes into space. So NASA started this program, VEGI, and no, this isn't a new rocket like the Atlas or the Saturn V. It's the Vegetable Production System. That's what it is, VEGI. I don't know if those letters actually stand for something, but basically it does refer to the Vegetable Production System.
So what is this VEGI production system? Well, the idea behind it is to grow fresh vegetables on the International Space Station, or the ISS, as they've named it. That's the acronym. Packets of seed material are sent to the station where they can be grown under LED lights. So they're trying to grow fresh vegetables on the ISS. A packet is just like an envelope, something that you can put something into. Mm-hmm. And seeds, you need seeds in order to grow vegetables. Those are those tiny little things that we drop into the ground, into the earth, the soil. And then later, after we've watered it, something will sprout up and something will start growing. Mm-hmm. So that's what their plan is. So first, they have to send these seeds to the station.
Yes, seed material, and they can be grown under LED lights. We've seen those all over the place.
Yeah.
Light-emitting diode, that's what that stands for. Lettuce has already been tried, which is great for your salads. That's what lettuce is used mostly for. Or you can put it on your BLT sandwich.
Ooh,
bacon,
yum.
Lettuce, and tomato with some mayonnaise on there as well.
Yum.
And NASA hopes peas, tomatoes, and other greens will follow. Peas, of course, are like green beans. They're long. They're green. Soybeans are similar, I guess, if you have the pod, right? The little round green things inside the pod is a pea, or they are peas. We've also got tomatoes. Some people say tomatoes. Do you say tomato or tomato?
They only say tomato in England. In America, we only say tomato with a long A sound.
Okay,
yeah.
And also other greens, which is a pretty broad category. Could include all sorts of stuff, collard greens, spinach, acai. Kongxingcai. I don't even know how to say those in English.
We don't really have Kongxingcai in America.
Yeah.
But I like that vegetable.
It is great. It's a popular vegetable, a veggie among foreigners. So we say greens here.
Uh-huh.
And that's a noun here. A green is just a vegetable, usually those kind of leafy kind.
Yeah, those are the healthy kind. You're encouraged to eat more greens as opposed to like potatoes and corns. They're a little bit more fattening, of course. But greens are great carbs to eat. Now, if the experiment proves successful, or if it is successful, prove successful just means if it turns out to be successful, it will be a big breakthrough for space travel. So if you're trying to do some research, you need to do an experiment or test something to see if your idea works. So they're going to test growing these vegetables in space to see if they'll be successful. And if it is successful or proves successful, it will be considered a big breakthrough. A breakthrough is when a big discovery is made. Sometimes it's in science, sometimes it's in medicine, and it gets people really excited because it usually takes a lot of research and money to have a big breakthrough.
Yeah, we're all kind of waiting for the big breakthrough in cancer research. It's still with us. It still kills billions of people all the time. But in any case here, this experiment is extremely expensive to send food supplies. Well, not the experiment, but generally speaking, it costs a lot of money to send those supplies to the ISS. Supplies are things you need. This is a countable noun. And it also costs a lot to supply a spacecraft with adequate food for long journeys. Any kind of a vehicle that's in space is a spacecraft, you know, the Apollo space capsule, the Soyuz. Those are all examples of spacecraft. You don't say spacecrafts, though. It's interesting. This is a non-count noun.
Yeah.
And adequate means sufficient, enough.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about supplies here for a minute. Supplies is one of our vocabulary words. It must be plural in this particular definition. It just means things like food, equipment, fuel that are needed for a particular purpose. It's usually used by one person or a group. For example, oh, I need some school supplies, Mom. Can you take me to the store? So if you're going to maybe fix up your house, you'll need to go to the store, a DIY store, and get some supplies. Again, remember, you can't use this in a singular way here. It has to be plural in this particular definition, supplies.
Indeed. So again, it's difficult, it's expensive to send those food supplies, to have adequate food for those long journeys to Mars, to Saturn, wherever they're going. And if astronauts can grow their own vegetables, it will mean huge savings. An astronaut, of course, is a person who lives and works in space. And savings here, that can refer to the money that you've saved. I don't have a lot of savings right now, so I can't afford a new car. But here, savings means how much money you save. It's a big discount.
Again, guys, this is very important that you make this plural always. You can't talk about how you have a lot of saving in the bank.
No.
It must be plural always. And if you go to the store and you end up saving a little bit of money, notice that I'm using that in the verb form. If you save some money, you can talk about the money you saved as being savings. Oh, if you go and go to a big sale at, say, a department store, you can come away with huge savings. A lot of commercials in the States, especially if you're watching TV, will talk about how there's a big sale. You're going to have a lot of savings if you come. Remember, it has to be plural in this particular definition as well.
However, but the vegetables will need to be tested to make sure that they are safe to eat and that they contain as much nutrition as their earth-grown versions. Nutrition, of course, is the stuff that's in food that's good for us. Vitamins and minerals, all those things we need to live. And a version is just another form of the same thing. We can have the novel version of a story or the movie version. Hey, did you prefer the book version of The Shining or the movie version of The Shining? Well, I can't tell because I never actually read the book.
It's interesting because this particular lesson is teaching us a lot about countable nouns and non-count nouns. Nutrition is a non-count noun. You can't put an S on it.
No.
So nutrition also is just the process of eating the right kind of food for your body so that it gets all the vitamins and minerals that you need and you can be healthy. So remember, don't put an S on that. And earth-grown versions, I don't know. I don't think I would want to test or taste vegetables grown in space until they're absolutely sure they're safe for my body. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest benefits or the good things that could result from veggie is the possibility to grow food on the moon. So if you're living and working on the moon, it would be great to grow stuff in the soil there on the moon or on other planets like Mars or, yeah, I guess you can't really land on Jupiter because it's a gas giant.
Have they found enough water on the moon?
I don't know if there's enough.
I guess it's in those craters at
the poles or something. But this is a vital step. It's an important key step if mankind, if humankind is ever going to colonize space. And here's colonize as a verb. That just means you send people into a certain area. The United States was colonized primarily by England, but later on by people from other countries as
France,
well.
Yeah.
Yeah, Germany, Holland, etc. And yeah, if you want to send people into space to live and work on the moon, you are colonizing space. And that brings us to the end of the first story. We're going to move on now to the next story, Evans Wodongo's Shining Light. But first, we're going to hear from our Chinese teacher.
Hi everyone, my name is Jenny. 今天我们看的是第五单元。好，来我们来看新闻。第一则新闻呢，谈的是太空种植蔬菜计划。这边有一个 ISS， 什么是 ISS？ 其实在英文里面，我们很多情况里都会把一个很长的称呼，然后用字首变成一个缩称。那我们英文做这种字叫 acronym。这个 ISS 就是一种 acronym， 它其实讲的是 International Space Station， 也就是国际太空站。这一篇文章里其实还有另外一个 acronym， 哪一个呢？就是 NASA， 它讲的呢是 National Aeronautics and Space Administration， 大家都听过美国太空总署。好，我们接下来要看一下这一段文章里，其实它一开始呢就告诉大家这个种蔬菜啊以后有没有可能，现在科学家正在研究，而且他们还试种了莴苣哦，那以后还可能种别的绿色植物。我们就看一下绿色植物这个字， greens。Green 当然是颜色绿色，可是呢，它当名词加了 s， 指的就是泛指青菜，绿色的叶菜类。那其实英文有很多的名词有类似的用法，什么用法呢？就是你用复数形来表示一个名词，而且通常是固定用复数形的。除了 greens 之外，比较常见的就是像 savings。S-A-V-I-N-G-S Savings 存款，而且这个字你一定要用复数形，像你说 Savings account 储蓄账户，这个都是用 Savings 复数形哦。比如说像补给品 Supplies， 这个字在我们的第二段里面也有出现，它提到 Food supplies， 这个也是用复数形。接下来有没有别的字呢？还有一个常见字就是 Goods， G-O-O-D-S，它讲的是商品货物，你也是会用复数型的 s。 还有比如说我们讲，哎，你下车不要忘了个人随身物品哦， Don't forget your personal belongings。 Belongings 这个字也是加 s， 它讲的就是你的所有物。所以其实例子蛮多的哦， Greens 只是其中之一。在第二段里面它告诉我们，这个实验要是真能成功，对于太空旅行会是一个大突破。他提到说种这些太空蔬菜，我们还要确定一下是他们到底安不安全，要确定说他这些太空蔬菜和在地球上种的蔬菜具有一样的营养。那这个地方呢，注意到地球上种的品种 Earth Grown Versions， 又看到一个所谓的Compound Adjective， 也就是复合形容词。这个复合形容词里面的 grown 是被动，理由也是很简单，因为这些蔬菜 they are grown on earth。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our second news story for today. We just got done talking about vegetables in space. Gee, I hope they taste good, although I'm not planning to colonize the moon anytime soon. I'm going to stay down here on Earth. Earth has got plenty of problems, like people going blind because of kerosene smoke in Kenya. And that's a problem that Evans Wodongo wants to handle here, his shining light. Let's find out what this is all about. This is a person in Kenya by the names of Evans Wodongo, and he grew up in an impoverished family in Kenya. Impoverished means a poor family. It's just a fancy way to say you're poor.
Yeah, it means they really didn't have much of anything, did they? For example, they had no electricity in their house. Wow, that would be tough. We're so used to having the convenience of electricity all around us, aren't we? Mm-hmm. Electricity is when you bring energy into your home. Your electricity can supply energy to your appliances like your refrigerator, your air conditioner. What would I do without air conditioning? I don't know. So there was no electricity, so there was no way that when it got dark outside, they could just flip the switch and the lights would come on. There was no electricity. So what did he have to do? He had to do his homework by the light of a kerosene lamp. Kerosene is a type of oil that we burn, and it provides a fuel for something. When I was young, my family would go camping sometimes, and we would take kerosene lamps as light for when it got dark outside.
Exactly. So, yes, it's a fuel, and you can buy it here in Taiwan. I used to buy it for my oil lamps. They're kind of fun, but kerosene oil actually burns. Uh-huh. It stinks when you burn it, so I don't really do that anymore. Actually, I used to enjoy buying this at gas stations here in Taiwan because you just go, yo mayo, because mayo is kerosene. It's kind of like
funny.
A tongue twister for foreigners, yo mayo, mayo. But in any case, that's what kerosene is. And as a result of doing his homework by the light of a kerosene lamp, his eyesight was permanently damaged. Your eyesight is basically your vision, how well you see. And if something's permanently damaged, that means it's damaged forever. It will never be fixed again.
Wow, that's really tough. But that's the only way they could have light at night is to use these kerosene lamps. So that smoke is really bad for your eyes. Well, yet with his family supporting him, he had his family behind him, going, go, Wodongo, go. He made it to university. So he really was a very diligent person. He kept studying, even though his eyesight was damaged. It was harmed by that smoke. He still kept trying hard. And one day he was in university. If you make it somewhere and make it to something, it means you succeed in getting there. So he was able to enroll in university and be a student.
Yes, made it to university, got in. He is now helping others from similar underprivileged backgrounds. Underprivileged means you don't have the privileges that other people do. You're poor, you're suffering. And if they have these backgrounds where they have to do their homework by kerosene lamp, well, he's helping them out. And he has this invention, his very own invention, which is called a solar lamp. Solar means having to do with the sun.
Cool. He named it in his own language, which is Swahili. It's their own language there in Kenya. And so the lamp's name is a little strange to us because it's in Swahili. It's Mwanga Bora, which is fun. It means good light. It is good light because a solar lamp won't damage people's eyes, which is really great. He invented it when he was just 19. Pretty smart. It's cheap to produce or to make, and it doesn't hurt the environment. We find out here it's environmentally friendly, which means it's good for the earth.
Indeed, that's what environmentally friendly means. We hear that term all the time.
Uh-huh.
And what's more, or in addition, it will reduce health problems caused by using kerosene lamps in cramped conditions. If something is cramped, that means a lot of things are in a small space and it's difficult to move around. The air is bad. I understand that apartments in Tokyo are very cramped because, of course, real estate is very expensive in Japan, and Tokyo is a very crowded city, so conditions sometimes can be quite cramped for people there. And actually, here in Taipei, sometimes conditions can be cramped as well, although not as bad. But
no.
In any case here, yes, some people do live and work in very cramped or crowded conditions. And as part of a project called Use Solar Save Lives, Wodongo and his team are distributing free lamps to people throughout rural Kenya. No, Wodongo is not on a soccer team or something like that. This is a group of people who are working together. You can call any group of people who are working together a team. So he's got some people helping him out, and they're distributing these lamps in rural Kenya. If you distribute things, you just pass them out to people in different places.
For example, one popular way to advertise a product or a service in Taiwan is to pay people to stand on the sidewalks and distribute flyers.
Yeah.
Those are those little pieces of paper that advertise something like a new restaurant or maybe a sale going on somewhere. I tend to take those all the time because I heard that once someone is finished passing out or distributing all of those flyers, they can go home.
Really?
So I always take one, even if I'm not interested. Well, he and his team are now distributing free lamps to people throughout rural Kenya. Out in the countryside would be rural. If you live in the inner city, it's called the urban area of a town or a city. We tend to say we live in the urban part of Taipei, I'm sure. Although with Taiwan, it seems like they mix it up a little bit. There are stores out by what I would think would be a suburb. But remember, rural is more countryside.
Right. If you don't really know if it's the country or a city, you can just simply say it's a suburban area because it's probably outside a city or something like that. But these are country areas, rural areas in Kenya where they don't have electricity and they have light from kerosene lamps, and that smoke actually causes damage to your eyes.
Wow.
And by making the solar lamps, he hopes to address issues, to take care of issues such as poor health, education, climate change, and poverty. Poverty is when you are poor, which is the basis for the word impoverished, which means you are really poor. You are in a condition of poverty. So, yes, poverty is a big problem. People are poor. They can't buy things they need.
Yeah, so impoverished would be the adjective form, and then poverty would be the noun. What's his goal? Well, he does have a goal. It sounds like he's goal-driven. It moves him forward in life. His goal is to have produced 100,000 solar lamps by 2015. That's a lot of solar lamps. So I think we should all wish him a lot of luck. That's a great, great goal he has to help people.
I don't think we could use such lamps here in Taiwan, but I'd still like to see one and maybe use it sometimes if there are power outages because of earthquakes or whatever.
But I would love one.
In any case, that brings us to the end of our explanation, but our Chinese teacher would like to have a turn right now. So let's turn things over to the Chinese teacher.
好，我们现在继续看第二则新闻。第二则新闻发生的地点在东非，我们要谈一位肯亚的一个年轻人，他有一个太阳能照明计划。我们先看这个年轻人呢，他其实是出生于一个穷困的家庭。 impoverished 这个字大家应该把它背起来，因为我们只会用 poor 贫穷的，可是如果你会用 impoverished， 这个感觉上就是好像程度好一点哦。穷困的家庭，这个家没有电，所以他需要用煤油灯来做功课。这边提到了，因为这样，所以呢，他的眼睛就受到了永久性的伤害。好，我们提一个转折词 ，as a result。记得在一个文章的前后文里面，你要让你的叙述呢非常的合理，有逻辑性，让大家能看得懂你这个中间的起承转合。连接词之外，转折词是很重要的。As a result， 在这边就是因此，所以承接上面的意思，再往下看，因为这样，所以他的眼睛受伤了。好，那再来又看到 ，yet with his family supporting him， 我们这一句要看他的句型 ，yet 是一个转折，但是怎么样，在他家人的支持之下，他后来得以进大学就读。那我们看到 with 这个接系词，它有一个句构表示在什么情况之下，那 with 后面会接一个受词，然后受词后面其实是补语，这个受词补语的位置上经常看到的就是一个 ving 啊，表示主动或者是被动的 pp。 以这边来说，他的家人支持他，这是主动的，所以 with his family supporting him， 在他的家人支持之下，所以他还是进了大学。接下来呢，我们继续看下一段里头，这一句话谈到他所发明的这个电灯啊，非常便宜，而且又环保。可是呢，这中间在 the lamp 后面用逗点隔开一个关系子句，非限定用法的关系子句，附带说明说这个灯是在他19岁的时候所发明的。所以说要注意主词 the lamp 中间接了一个关系子句，然后它的动词到哪里呢？动词就要从后面的 is cheap to produce。
Okay, that brings us to the end of our program for today. Thank you for joining us, and make sure you join us again next time for another edition of our program. And here's wishing you all good news, wishing that all of your news is good news. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.